not the sense of possibilities each and every day. I heard a calling that was right for me. I prayed for strength for what's ahead of me. Show me. Before me was my enemy.
Don't tread on me.
It's come to take away my liberty. I'd rather die than be a slave to thee.
Don't shake me this way.
I'd rather die than be. Hit them high, we made them pay that day. We hung the traitors from the highest tree to mercy.
Against illegal immigration and defender of the First and Second Amendment rights, straight from the ghetto, the prisoner of South Central, Terry Anderson.
What on earth has Terry Anderson got?
He's articulating the popular rage.
Stupid people of America, good evening. If you ain't mad, you ain't paying attention. Allow me to read tonight to you from the immigration statutes that are written for the United States of America. These are laws, folks, and they were not put there for our health. They were put there to be obeyed. Allow me just for a second. It is a violation of law for any person to conceal, harbor, or shield from detection in any place, including any building or means of transportation, any illegal alien who was in the United States in violation of law. And it further says, harboring means any conduct that tends to substantially facilitate an alien to remain in the U.S. illegally. The sheltering need not be clandestine. Do you know what this means? This means that if you facilitate an illegal alien to stay, to be comfortable, to work, to have shelter, or anything else, you are in violation of a felony in this country. A federal felony. These words are perfectly self-explanatory, but right now, in this country, there are people violating them with absolute immunity and impunity. I was in Atlanta this morning, folks, Atlanta, Georgia. Got there Friday. Yeah, I was there for the ice storm, and it was no fun. Trust me. And I learned while I was there of a man who was flaunting the law so blatantly that I would have to call him a racketeer. That's right. A racketeer. And just not a man, folks. This is an elected state official, a senator from the state of Georgia, a state senator who is allowing himself to do illegal acts for money. This is a man who won office on a straight race ticket. Yeah, he ran on a race ticket, folks. Race, race, and nothing but race. And that's what's keeping him in office also. A man who has stood on the Senate floor and said that he would break or bend rules for illegal aliens. He would continue to do this, and he would continue to fight for driver's licenses for illegal aliens. What would you say if I told you that this man owns his own bank and that that bank was put in place to allow illegal aliens to make loans to buy houses in the state of Georgia? A man who made the statement that it wasn't illegal to make loans to illegal aliens. Where's the outrage over this? This man is flaunting the very law that I just read to you. Where is the outrage? Where are the pissed off people in the state of Georgia who want this man to be brought to trial? This man is a criminal. But nobody's saying a word about it except one guy down there. We're going to get to that at a later time. But let me say this about this man. This man should be censored by his colleagues. This man should be brought to trial. This man should be put in jail. He should be made to pay the government what he has taken illegally. But nobody's saying anything about it. Why hasn't he been arrested? It is illegal to aid and abet illegal aliens, but nobody's saying a word. One guy. That's it. We got one guy down there fighting it. This is somebody making money off illegal immigration, folks, and there are many people in this country who are doing it. Let me quote some more from the law. This is Article 1324, Section 8. Quote, any person who encourages or induces an illegal alien to reside, knowing he is in violation of the law, shall be punished as provided. For each illegal alien in respect to each violation that occurs, fined under Title 18 and in prison for not more than 5 years and or both. When's the last time you heard of somebody being prosecuted for this? And folks, this is going on all over the country. Fannie Mae right now is making loans to illegal aliens to buy houses. The state of Wisconsin now has a government program to give home loans to illegal aliens. Nobody's saying a word. They are all in violation of the RICO Act. You know what the RICO Act is? It is a tool that we who are fighting to keep this country solid and sound and sovereign, we should be using the RICO Act to get these people arrested and jailed. I want them put away forever. Now, I know that's not possible, but anybody that would rape my country for money and sell it out to an illegal alien from somewhere else in the world needs to be put away for life or longer. That's how I feel about it. Listen to this. They're all in violation of the RICO Act, and this is what the RICO Act says. Private persons and entities may initiate civil suits to obtain injunctions and treble damages against enterprises that conspire to actually violate federal illegal alien smuggling, harboring, document fraud status under the RICO Act. That's racketeer influence and corrupt organizations. It's happening. Governments are doing it. People in governments are doing it. Private people are doing it. And nobody's going to jail. I am telling you around this country, if you know of somebody who is selling homes to illegal aliens, go to your congressman and tell them that you want this man prosecuted. Get these statutes and read to them. And then if they don't do it, read that to them and say, you're going to be prosecuted too, because you know what they're doing. This is what we must do. We must use this tool. We must use it, because if we don't, these people are going to be getting away with everything short of murder. We have gone along with this too long, folks. We have tolerated it too long. The anger level is not high enough. I was told by somebody the other day that I was going to be giving a presentation. Well, we don't want to run anybody off with your angry voice. You damn right I'm angry. And if you come live where I live, you'd be angry too, people. And until you do, you're not going to understand what I'm talking about. If you do understand it, stand up. Get these people prosecuted. The laws are on the books. Do it today so that we can fix this problem. If you don't, you are that stupid American that I speak to every week. You know who you are. This is the Terry Anderson Show on the All American Radio Network.
Hon, have you figured out the bills yet?
Things have been hard since the baby.
I've been looking for a job. It's just been so difficult with the job market. By the way, I don't think we're going to be able to afford the gym with the rent increase.
I'm heartbroken.
Hey, it bothers me that we can't afford the gym, a house, and a decent neighborhood. I think we should move.
What?
If we moved to Arizona, specifically Phoenix, I hear we could afford a house there.
Whatever, but where the post-pregnancy craziness?
Actually, that's true. Phoenix is one of the fastest-growing cities. Prices for homes are still affordable, and the job market is excellent. My name is Willa Key, and I am the designated broker of Premier Properties, and have had many years of experience in all areas of residential real estate. I would be so happy to assist you with finding your dream home. Contact me at 602-863-3050 or email at wilyaby2@aol.com.
We'll call 602-863-3050, and so should you.
Hi, I'm Roy Burns, and I'm president of the Association for Los Angeles Deputy Sheriffs. With all the politics surrounding ballot measures claiming to help law enforcement, sometimes we can forget the very real daily acts of heroism by our deputy sheriffs. Almost 2 years ago, Deputy Armand Arevalo was on patrol in Linwood when he observed a suspicious man who turned out to be carrying a .357 Magnum. Rather than submit to a search, the suspect took his own girlfriend hostage and fled on foot. Deputies Hilgendorf, North, and Welch arrived to assist and found the suspect had climbed onto a roof in a residential neighborhood and had opened fire on the deputies and a sheriff's department helicopter. The deputies held their ground, returned fire, and mortally wounded the suspect, who, as it turns out, was a convicted felon on parole. Thanks to the swift and courageous action of these brave and selfless deputies, hardworking families were protected and lives were saved. We owe these deputies a debt of gratitude for a dangerous job well done. I'm Roy Burns. Thanks for listening.
Friends, you know when it's time to refinance your home, the first thing they're going to tell you is you need an appraisal. You say, where do I get an appraisal? Call our good friends at American Real Estate Appraisals at 818-223-9498. Give them a call. They've helped us stay on air. You should help them stay in business. They're fast, friendly, and professional. And guess what? You will get more money for your pocket. Give our good friends at American Real Estate Appraisals a call at 818-223-9498. That's 818-223-9498. I want to remind everybody out there that has friends and relatives who cannot hear the sound of our voice, they can hear us live by going to our website. That's theterryandersonshow.com. They can also hear us at CRN. That's the cable radio network. That's right, folks. CRN radio on your TV. I want to welcome all the folks live tonight. WSRO AM 650 AM Boston, Massachusetts. WLTH AM 1370 Gary, Indiana. KFNX 1100 AM Phoenix, Arizona. The great KDON 720 AM Las Vegas, Nevada, KGTK 930 AM Seattle, and KLO 1430 AM Salt Lake City. Welcome to the Terry Anderson Show. Let me give out that call-in number now to those who want to agree, disagree, curse me out. But don't forget, you get back all that you give. That number is 1-866-870-5752. That's 1-866-870-5752.
And now it's time for
The most horriblest clown of the week.
Of the week.
Yes, it is time for the most horriblest clown of the week. Tonight we have a trio that represent other horriblest clowns. This is the new organization called Actors for a Lawless America. That's right. We're talking about Mike Farrell, Ed Asner, and Diane Keaton. Idiots Deluxe. Actors who are washed up and, for my money, always sucked, now have stepped up to the plate to advocate for a lawless United States of America. These clowns, among others, took out a full-page ad in Variety last week pressing Herr Governor Schwarzenegger to give driver's license to lawless and criminal illegal aliens. They're giving the same old sob sister reasons, the same old lawless anti-American rhetoric, and the same old whiny PCBS. And the funny thing about it is, these extreme liberal, anti-conservative, American-hating clowns are in complete lockstep with Senor Jorge Bush. Can you imagine that? Did you ever think you'd see Mike Farrell agreeing with the President of the United States, who happens to be a Republican? When did you think this would happen? I never thought it would. These people will advocate for anything that hurts regular Americans, and in their mind, it makes them look good to their public. And what a waste. Let's see. Mike Farrell, horrible replacement for Wayne Rogers on MASH. Lately, nothing. Let's see. Ed Asner, old, washed up, whiny. Recent project, nothing. And Diane Keaton, about 20 worthless nothing pictures and about 100 ugly hats. This broad sucks. She always did. She never made a decent picture in her life. Why don't these Hollywood elitists ask regular people what they think about this issue? Why don't they ask Americans who's hurt by illegal immigration how we feel and stop pandering to these criminals? That's what you need to do, Hollywood. You three represent the worst in this country. I love Hollywood. I love motion pictures, but I can't stand you, and you are the most horriblest clowns of the week. All right, folks, let us get right to our very special guest tonight, one of my buddies, a guy that I co-host with every Wednesday night from 8 to 12 on KDON, KDWN, 720 a.m. in Las Vegas, where we are being heard live as we speak. Mark Edwards. Mark, what do you hear? What do you say?
Well, I hear a lot, and you're really fired up tonight, and I'm glad to hear that. We have an illegal alien invasion summit coming up in May, and I wanted to get that plug in before I forget.
Oh, get it in. Tell us all about it first.
Well, it'll happen in Las Vegas in May. We haven't picked out the target date yet, but it will be in May. And we'll have radio hosts such as yourself and George Putnam and John and Ken and whoever else is talking about it. By the way, you might be a little bit shocked that you hear about Limbaugh getting on the bandwagon.
Unbelievable.
Is that unreal? Well,
a little late, but, Mark, I'll take it.
Better late than
never.
There
you go.
Right?
I'll take it.
Okay. And then February 15th, a Tuesday, you were the first speaker that we had. We have our new Wake Up America Foundation.
Tell them we had a full house that night.
Oh, did we? We set it up for 250, and we had, like, standing. It was about, like, 300 people.
Yeah, it was over 300. It was a lot of people there.
Okay.
Great crowd, too. Yeah. And I want to say something, Mark. I do Mark's show every Wednesday night, and I brought him on the night to talk about Wake Up America. But this guy has got one of the best audiences, folks, you've ever heard. Now, if you're not listening on the internet, or you're not in the 11 states that KDON covers, you would be surprised at what a good show it is. Mark covers a lot of things, but he's really gung ho on illegal immigration and covers a lot of good points. Has a lot of good guests on. But I am very partial to Mark's callers. He's got some of the greatest callers in the world. And don't get me wrong, folks, I love you guys that call here too. But Mark's got a lot of Vegas people that call in with a lot of insight, and there's a lot of anger in Vegas, Mark.
Yes, there is.
I noticed when I was there, a lot of anger.
Yeah, and they're pretty well schooled. They've done their homework well. We give them a lot of homework. Night after night after night we do it. And I want to give Jim Dallas a pat on the back, too, on Friday nights when I'm off. I take a night off on Friday night. He's there.
I did a show with Jim one night when you weren't there. He was great. Absolutely.
He's all right. And then Bob and Bonnie Egli are coming here along with their daughter, Jan. And, of course, many people know the story of the Eglies. The Eglies lost a son at 28 years old, gunned down on the Arizona border by Mexican drug runners. They shot the one guy. He tried going back over the border, and I guess the Mexican police shot him down. And just
That's
recently,
a good thing.
Just recently they got one, the other one, I guess, and they only gave him 15 and a half years. They should have thrown the key away. But what the heck?
I'd have thrown the key away after I turned the gas off.
Amen to that.
You know?
And, of course, every Wednesday you're my co-host, and I always look forward to that. And the people are waiting. The lines are all lit up when you come on the air with us. on my Wake Up America program.
I wish you could have heard the build-up that Brian Perez, our announcer, gave you before the show when he announced our guest tonight. It was really great. I'll try to get you a tape of it. It was fantastic.
Super, super.
Yeah, but you know what? The thing I like about what you're doing there in Las Vegas, Mark, you're very proactive. It's not just a lot of hot air. You're proactive. You've given people things to do. You guys are going to go after politicians and publish their records. But you're doing this summit there to get like-minded people together, a strategy, a mind-stretching event for all of us who are involved in this. I think that's a great thing. Bonnie Eggly's going to be there with her husband. Two of the nicest folks you'd ever want to meet. That is a great thing. I may even drive up for that. I would love to see them again. But these meetings you're doing are very important. This Wake Up America thing is very important, Mark, because I think Las Vegas and that area is ripe for it.
Well, we put together a declaration, and you'll be one of the first to get it, but actually it's going to go in the Washington Times in a couple of days, and that ought to help us considerably.
Oh, that's good.
The declaration really gets into the nitty-gritty and all the specifics, the things that you've been talking about for 10, 11, 12, 13 years, and putting them all together, you know, like employers. I just heard you talking. That's always been my contention. We're going at it kind of wrong. We got to head for the employer.
Well, it's illegal, Mark.
That's right.
They're violating the law. And this guy I talked about, his name will be mentioned here, but we're saving that for a later date because I got a guy that's an expert on this man who's going to come on. And I don't want people to forget this senator that I talked about in Georgia. We're going to go into him in depth at a later date. But this guy is really, this guy is a state senator, and he's opened his own bank that does nothing but give loans to illegals. Can you imagine that?
That is absolutely, well, not amazing after I've gotten into this situation for a while. I would have said amazing at first, but it's becoming common now. We're finding more people that are in high places doing the wrong thing. And this is what we got to stop. We have a thing we say, the participating members and associate organizations of the Wake Up America Foundation, which are people like you, are outraged, and we're collectively united in a patriotic effort, and we go on from there. And then we go point by point. We talk about the people coming here, why they're coming here, you know, what should be done with them, and first of all, kick them back over the border.
Number one.
And we talk about the, as you call them, jackpot babies. We got every facet covered. And we're going to send this to all of the assemblymen and the senators in the state of Nevada, but it'll first be in the Washington Times, then it will go to the senators this week, and then we're going to have what we call TAB teams, Take America Back teams, that will call each and every one of these assemblymen and senators in the state of Nevada.
Wow.
And ask them, where's your answer to this? We haven't seen your answer yet, or if we have... we're gonna put you on a tally. You know, those that don't like it, we're gonna ask them a couple questions.
Just
put
them right on the spot.
Put them right on the spot.
There you go.
And then next will be the national. We're gonna go for the Senate and the Congress. Everyone will get a copy of our declaration from the Wake Up America Foundation. We're really humming and we're.
So you're gonna make these guys answer you, and then when they answer, you're gonna publicize the answer.
Oh yeah,
I love it.
And then we also put. Babe Buchanan had her on the air last week, and we put on the ten reasons that a person, why we should enforce our laws. Top 10 reasons from the Team America PAC. That's marvelous, and that's done by some guy named Ed Garrison. And just what a marvelous job. There's so much information out there if people just want to reach out for it. Well, we're gonna start laying it on them. We're tired of it. And I gotta commend you, Terry. I asked you this, and I don't mean to embarrass you, but I asked you to be my mentor. And the reason I did because you've been at it so long, and you very flatteringly said right back to me, "Okay, if you'll be my broadcast mentor," because
I've been at
this. This is my 45th year, and my 45th year with the same lady too. So I mean, I think I'm going the right direction.
Well, I think if you stick with it, you might have a future in this.
I'm
you know, you never know. You
I'm
never know.
I'm gonna get it right one of these days.
You know, just stick with it though. Yeah, and I appreciate that, Mark. I really do, and I take from your expertise and your experience, same as I do with George Putnam and others that I know, Ray Bream and others. But right now, I'm able to do your show every Wednesday, and I appreciate that. And I want to encourage people out there. If you're near in the L.A. area, a lot of places here you can listen to KDON. Some of our listeners right here in Duarte and other places listen to us on KDON every Sunday night. for various reasons. But I want to encourage them to listen to Mark every night. You come on it from 10 to 12 now.
Right. I kicked it back a couple hours because I want to get out in the daytime. I'm going to start doing something.
Well, you got a better focus now.
Well, I'm going to go out and speak to the Optimists and the Lions and all these kind of people. They might not invite me back, but that's all right.
Don't forget the veterans, too.
Huh?
Go to the VFWs and the American Legions.
All of them.
You know, yeah, absolutely.
You bet.
But I want to encourage people, if you're coming back, if you're going to Vegas or coming back and it's late at night, put Mark on, you know? Put him on. And it's a great show.
Do me a favor. I need you. I want you to come up the 15th. You said you want to meet the Eglies. Come up the 15th.
Well, I met him before, but I'm going to try to get there just to hear the presentation.
Yeah, they'd love to see you. I know they would. And we'd love a lot of your listeners to come up. We'll be telling them more about it. We're going to try to get special room rates and all that down the line. The hotel has already said they will do that.
That's right there at the Plaza, right?
Right, right. It's about 100 yards from where I broadcast.
And I stayed there when I was there on the 11th of this month. And I'm going to tell you folks, I'm not shilling for the Plaza, but it's really a nice place. It's not one of your great big mega hotels on the Strip. It's a nice place where you can stay, get a nice room, nice atmosphere. It's really nice.
You bet.
And the meeting room was super also. I really enjoyed the room there.
We're going to open this one up a little bit bigger because we think that they'll draw as much as you and maybe more now that we...
Now, you hear what he said,
not,
folks?
I mean, we're not putting
you hear what he said,
them.
Folks? They're going to outdraw me.
We're not pitting you against them.
No, it's okay.
They're the second meeting, and the word is out, and you know how it goes. It builds and builds.
I hope they
maybe
double.
By the time you come next time, it'll be 1,000.
I hope they... Nice cleanup, Mark. I hope they double what I had there because it is not about me, you, or anybody else. It's about the message getting out. And let me tell you, Bob and Bonnie are two of the people that will really get at your heartstrings and get that message to you, make you understand where you didn't understand before. These people have absolutely been personally touched by this issue.
I have but one more thing to say to you.
Sure.
Wake up, America.
Wake up, America. That's what Mark says. Wake up, America. What's that website, Mark?
WakeUpAmericaFoundation.com.
WakeUpAmericaFoundation.com. And give Mark a listen if you can on every night of the week. He's there from 10 to 12 on KDON. One more thing, Mark.
Yes.
In Las Vegas, I've noticed that you have a similar problem to what we have here in L.A. Nobody's as bad as us. But you guys are getting there. When you go out in the street, what I want to ask you to do for me, I want you to get the pulse of the people there. Talk to these people. You know what I do? I talk to bus drivers, man,
sure.
And if I talk to the guy in the street, I talk to parking lot attendants, and I ask them all this. I did that when I was in Georgia yesterday, and I asked these people, you know, what do you feel about this? 99% of them would tell you they are absolutely appalled by what's going on. The other 1% are usually ignorant of the problem, and they say, huh? They don't know. They're insulated from it for whatever reason. Get the pulse of the people there. And that's what's important for us to report on. What is John Q. Citizen, Mr. and Mrs. America, talking about this issue? That's what we need to focus on. And I want to know from your listeners. I'm going to tell them that this coming Wednesday night. Talk to people around and let us know what they're saying.
Yeah.
The guy who you know is not one of us.
We've got a great following of cab drivers listening to us around.
Oh, you have a bunch of them to call, yeah.
And the valets, a lot of the valets, while they're in their little booths up there, I find this often that they say, hey, what are you talking about tonight, you know?
And your truck drivers.
Yeah, truck drivers. Can't forget those guys.
All right, Mark, I want to thank you for coming on. Give my best to your lovely lady. She is a sweetheart. And we're going to get you on again when you have time. I know you're a busy man, but folks, WakeUpAmericaFoundation.com, great website. Go there. Get involved with Mark. He's not just a talk show host. This man is an activist now, and what he's doing is he is doing what he said. He is waking up America, and he's doing it every night, and we welcome you to this fight, Mark. We really do.
You do such a great job down there, and I'm flattered to actually be on your show because you've been doing it a lot longer than I have. Even though I've been doing talk radio for a long time, I never concentrated so much on illegal aliens as I have in this last year. And I said when I started to do this, how are you going to do this night after night? And I found out easy.
No problem.
There's so much material out there.
All right, Mark. I want to thank you for coming on, buddy.
God bless America.
You take care. Wake up, America. That's Mark Edwards, folks. One of the greatest guys I've ever known. One of the greatest talk show hosts that I have been privileged to know personally. I want to play this clip for you now. This is the one we played last week. This is Fernando Guerra. This is a man who wants to trick you, and he tells Hispanics how to vote and not let people know what it's all about because they've got a plan. They are the Klan with a tan with a plan.
Go after the Latino vote in a competitive election. You must do so without a white backlash. So says the conventional election wisdom. Thus, the second necessary condition for an effective Latino vote is appealing to Latinos without threatening other groups by using codes understood by Latinos, yet not offensive to others.
You're listening to...
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Did you read this? Chicago just became the murder capital of America.
I don't understand. It's been a felony to have a gun since 95. I thought that was supposed to prevent murders, not increase them.
Criminals will always find a way to get guns, while the rest of us are just left defenseless.
Chicago authorities have seized over 75,000 firearms since 1995. And now, Chicago's murder rate is twice as high as New York City. Tonight, while you're asleep, criminals will be at work.
Not in Kennesaw, Georgia. In 1982, our city passed a law requiring every household to have a gun. It terrified the criminals, and our violent crime rate is now 75% below the national average. We sleep well here in Kennesaw.
Americans who own guns prevent over a million violent crimes every year and save lives. Get the facts. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
EFTAA.org. Then tell Congress you want a better future for America. That's StopTheFTAA.org.
This is the Terry Anderson Show, and we talk about what? The same in unison. Illegal immigration every week, because we need to talk about it every week. If Rush would talk about it more, if some of these other talk show hosts would talk about it more, then we could get this fixed. But you know what? You know what the problem is? Nobody wants to because they're scared. They're scared to do it. They're afraid they might anger somebody. They might get a little bit of backlash. I can show you some backlash. I can show you some death threats. I can show you the whole thing. But I ain't scared. You know why? Because I love my country. And if nobody else will step up, I will. But there's a whole lot of folks stepping up now, folks. We got people all over this country willing to step up for their country. I've gotten emails from all 50 states. I've gotten emails from Guam, Puerto Rico, all over the place. People love America. They still love America. They're still willing to fight for America. We need just a couple more. We need you. That's who we need. Let's get to the phones, folks. I want the fire tonight. I want to know how you're feeling, and I want the truth from you. If anybody's listening that doesn't know, make them understand tonight. Let's go to Sandy calling from
Phoenix, Arizona. Sandy, what do you hear? What do you say?
Good evening, Terry. You know, I have a feeling you may have to go to giving the most horriblest clown award every day because it sounds to me like people are competing for it.
Sandy, you know what my problem is every Sunday? Who am I going to pick? It's never.
Well,
I've never had a Sunday where it was, oh, goodness, I don't have a horriblest clown this week. There's always 10 or 11 I have to pick from. Go ahead.
Well, his name is Governor Bill Owens.
Oh, he sucks.
And it seems that about in the same year he took office, in 2003, his Department of Education printed a, quote, Welcome Guide to Colorado for Mexican Migrants.
Wow.
Printed it in Spanish. It was funded, paid for, in other words, by First Data. Now, that's the same outfit that conducted that forum where Terry Graham was
viciously and brutally assaulted.
Yeah. And as a matter of fact, it was Terry Graham that found out about this and published it on VDare.com.
Now, Sandy, that comes under the heading of aiding and abetting.
It sounds like it to me.
Oh, definitely. That's what it is.
As a matter of fact, when I read the VDare.com article, I forwarded a copy to you. So you have it, too. But basically, his guide is 33 pages long, has his signature on it, so there's no question that he's there, and he's welcoming illegal aliens to Colorado.
Unbelievable.
Telling them how to find a job, telling them about their legal rights, telling them where to find lawyers at reduced rates, telling them, this is one that's incredible, many businesses employ illegal aliens without papers or without verifying that papers are legitimate. All workers, regardless of their legal status, have the same rights.
Well, the
taxpayers
should just love this.
I'll tell you what, if I was in Colorado, I think I'd grab a signature petition and do a Gray Davis on this clown.
Wow. We'll get him, Sandy, I promise. Thanks for the call.
Yeah, you may have to start awarding one every day.
Well, he was up for it tonight, but that Hollywood thing, I just couldn't pass on it. But Governor Owens was up. In fact, I think we did him somewhere like back around August or September. Yeah, we've done him once before.
Oh,
so.
Okay.
But hey, we repeat him, especially Mr.
Tilly
Bush.
Burns.
There you
Good
go.
Good night, Terry.
Good night, Sandy. Thanks for listening. Thanks
Bye-bye
for calling.
Bye-bye now.
All right. I want to repeat that Mark Edwards information again. That's KDON, KDWN. It's AM 720. It's out of Las Vegas. Mark comes on at 10 p.m. every night. He's on. He was on from 10 to 2, but he's cut his show down so he can do some speaking in the daytime. He's on from 10 to midnight. And if you want to join me, I'm on with him every Wednesday from 10 to midnight. So it's good radio. It's a good listen. I want to make an announcement, folks. I'm going to be Saturday speaking at the Eagle Forum 4th Annual Conference. That's Saturday, February the 5th, this coming Saturday. It's at the Radisson Hotel in Sacramento, California. I will be speaking along with Phyllis Schlafly and a few others. Tim Buehler will be there speaking. And a couple other young men will be there. I am very privileged to be able to present him. I'm going to do the MC when he comes on. And this is Saturday. It's the Eagle Forum. I don't have any information on what it costs, but you can call a lady named Terry Lawrence. That's Terry Lawrence at 916-599-8836. That's 916-599-8836 if you're interested in going. And I will be there speaking Saturday. And like I said, Phyllis Schlafly will also be there speaking, and Tim Buehler, and quite a few others. That's the Eagle Forum 4th Annual Conference, Saturday, February 5th. Let us go to Billy, calling from, also from Phoenix, Arizona. Billy,
hey,
what do you hear? What do you say?
I'm calling from Phoenix, and I got a lot of outrage.
Let's have it.
And I'm going to run my little punch list by you, okay? So
okay.
Hold on.
All right.
The first thing I want to say is you're not that available by radio anymore over here, and your programming on your website says you are, but I couldn't get you in on my radio tonight. That's the first thing. Second thing, I'm sick and tired of Governor Jan, our governor over here, posing in all these photo ops with all of these Mexicanos over here that she's doing all these favors for. I don't appreciate it. It's in these Spanish-speaking-only newspapers, and I think she ought to be held accountable for that.
Well,
now, you were talking about these houses. Now, it seems to be the policy over here in Phoenix that they get these illegal immigrants into new homes with no money down. Now, can you beat that?
Can you get no money down?
No money down mortgages.
You and I can't. You and I can't get it.
I know. I know. You can't even be an Iraqi veteran and get that type of thing anymore.
Nope. You got to be illegal, and that's who they cater to. Now, they are a protected people. They really are, Billy.
They're a privileged class.
That's it, and it's sad. It
yeah,
really
it is.
Is.
But anyways, I got a real important message I want to get out, Terry, and it's about that warning by the U.S. State Department this week telling people to stay out of Mexico.
Right.
Okay, that's bad, Terry. I mean, they don't want to let you know that, but the drug cartels are having one bloody drug war going on down there.
Well, that
they have seized three federal prisons, and they are shooting and killing every which way they can. And if you don't call that terrorism by drugsters, then what is it?
Well, I would admit those drug dealers down there, they're serious, and they've been doing it. I remember
they're over here, too.
Oh, yeah, I remember when they killed a priest down there a couple years ago.
Hey, listen, they just brought a guy to Phoenix. His name is Vasquez, and they're going to prosecute him here, okay? They say he's a suspect. That's all. He's a suspect. But guess what? The federal government paid $2 million to snitches to say, that's your man. Can you believe that, Terry?
$2 million.
Is that the best they can do to hunt them down is pay off snitches? I never heard of such a thing.
What happened to our government? They used to just go and get people because it was their job. You know what I mean? But now they got to pay people $2 million.
$2 million, right. And it's snitches. Well, that one will be tossed out. They'll all go back to Mexico with the dough.
Start from scratch. Start over again.
Okay.
All right, Billy. Thanks for the call.
Right on.
We should be on there tonight on KFNX, 1100 AM, but if we're not, we will check into it.
Okay.
All right, Billy. Thanks
Bye-bye.
For the call. You take care. All right. Let's go to Gene calling from Valley Village. Gene, what do you hear? What do you say?
What do I say? I'd like to make the statement that the strength of the illegal aliens is not in their numbers. It's in the people in authority who not only protect them, but protect them against decent citizens.
Gene, that is very profound, because without the enablers and the protectors, they couldn't do anything.
Absolutely.
Here.
Absolutely.
We have you heard those laws I read? Those are right off the federal statutes. If they didn't have somebody to protect them, those laws would protect us and have their butts deported right out of here the first day they were here, and well, we would hunt them down and find them and get rid of them, and we're not getting that.
May I say something else?
Absolutely.
Please? I had a particular problem of my own, and I went to a lawyer. And the lawyer said to me, I don't know how you stand in the community, but I stand in good. I'm not taking this case. So until we can get lawyers that will go after people in authority that are protecting them, there's nothing that we can do. We have to start getting a coalition of lawyers. Now, you, along with the other two fellows, John and Ken, I was hoping that you could start a coalition of lawyers. I know there are a lot of people out there with other horror stories. We would love to talk to a lawyer that would go after this illegal immigration.
I would love to do that, Gene, but the problem with John and Ken, they won't acknowledge me at all.
Why?
It's like I don't even exist, and that's okay because I acknowledge them. Let me say it three times, John and Ken, John and Ken, John and Ken. I'm acknowledging them. And it's because they're on the same side that I am, and I appreciate what they're doing, but they don't acknowledge anybody else. So as far as a coalition, it would be very hard to do that. I would love to work with them on some of these issues, but they're not going to do it.
Excuse me, they don't seem to acknowledge Mr. Moore running for mayor either.
There's a lot of things that John and Ken don't acknowledge. I remember when John and Ken used to take apart Glenn Spencer and Barbara Coe on the air, but now all of a sudden immigration is extremely illegal immigration is a popular issue, so they're on it. And you know, like I said about Rush Limbaugh, I'll take it. I don't care what a guy's motive is, as long as he's saying the right thing. That's why I praise Hillary Clinton for what she said. I don't care what anybody says. She's going to make the conservatives talk about it, so I'll take it from anybody. I'm not knocking John and Ken, but I just wanted to explain to you why a coalition is very hard, because these people will not share anything, and it's just tough.
No, a coalition of lawyers, I was hoping maybe you you must have a good in with Mr. Moore, who's a lawyer.
Well,
maybe he knows other lawyers.
We're working on that right now to try to get a few lawyers that will take some cases. It's hard because, you know, lawyers are traditionally mostly liberal people, and the conservatives don't want to. It's like the people in Hollywood, Gene, the directors and producers. They don't want to out themselves as conservatives, so they won't get any work if they do. So the same thing with lawyers. But we're gonna try because it is a very important step. You make a very good point.
Excuse me, may I say one other thing?
Yes, ma'am.
If we continue to drag these people into court every 4 months, 6 months, 8 months, you're going to see a change. Whether it's suing them for money or suing them for their jobs.
I agree. I agree,
Gene. We will see a change.
If we just make them have to defend their name, we will have accomplished a big victory.
And please, you've got a nice daisy chain between certain city and certain county and certain state agencies. You've got a lovely daisy chain going there. Everybody helps each other out.
We'll work it out.
Okay.
Gene, thank you. Very profound.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Call me again.
Oh, yes. Bye.
All right. Let's go to Steve calling from Anaheim, California. Steve, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hello, Terry. I listen to Mark Edwards all the time. I listen to you all the time. I brought it to your attention many times. People, we only got 350,000 signatures, what I heard, and we need 600. If we don't get them, we lose. So we can keep talking and talking and talking. If we don't get those signatures, we lose again.
Steve, that is the most important thing we can do right now. I was going to
number one, Terry.
Yeah,
I'm
I was going to touch on it in
lose
a few
it,
minutes.
It's over.
Yeah, it is, and we must get them. And I was going to touch on that in about 5 minutes, but I'm here now. Let's do it now.
I know you do, but let me
just say this, folks. If you've got petitions out there, if it's got one signature on it, please send it in.
Every one of you has to send it in. It's so important.
I want all of you to go out and get at least 50 signatures each this week. You can do it. If everybody does that, we can push this over the line. But we've got to do it. I know there's lots of them out there, Steve, that haven't been sent in yet. So, folks, get them in. Get a new petition. Get them filled out. You can get 50 signatures between now and Friday. Everybody, try to shoot for 50.
Sir, I got one thing to say. You
yes,
there?
Sir.
Yes, and when you give the governor of Colorado or Arizona and you give the name, why don't you give the phone number? There's a lot of people out there like me, because I call these people up all the time on my cell phone when I work during the day.
Well, this guy that I talked about, this state senator in Atlanta who has his own bank and he loans to illegal aliens, I will be giving his phone number out to you within the next 2 weeks. I didn't give his name on intentionally tonight because we're going to get somebody on that's going to really expose this guy, and I'm holding back on that. But this is the most. This is the most. We will give the phone number out when I have my person on. But this is the most outrageous story I have heard yet. And you're absolutely right. I will make a point from now on to give out the phone numbers. I appreciate that.
People want to hear
suggestion.
Those phone numbers.
We'll do. Thank you,
Thank
Steve.
You, Jerry.
We'll
Thank
do.
You.
All right, let's go to Greg calling from Phoenix, Arizona. Greg, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hello, Terry. I appreciate the opportunity to be on one last time here and remind people that the National Consumer Boycott begins Tuesday, February 1st. You will find it posted around the Internet in a lot of different places. Want everybody to hold on and buy necessities and not buy anything with disposable income there for until we hear some kind of concession by the White House. Real quick, this week, I think, in case a lot of people don't know, one of the few immigration provisions that wasn't pressured out of the 9/11 bill was to add 2,000 new border agents every year for 5 years. This week, Tom Ridge, Homeland Security Director, he announced that they're not going to budget for anywhere near the first 2,000 border agents. And the rumor has it is they're talking like maybe 200.
Yeah, if they don't have the money for the first 2,000, they sure ain't going to have it for the second 2,000.
Well, we
researched
the Border Patrol agent salary, and to put all 10,000 at one time on the ground, the salaries would run $439 million. So we figured, well, it'll take training and things, so we'll round it off at $1 billion to put all 10,000 on the ground at one time. They're not willing to spend $1 billion to defend our border, but we've got about, $250 billion out in Iraq, $90 billion in Afghanistan,
right,
and $15 billion to Africa. But they won't spend $1 billion at our borders.
How about just the food stamps and WIC they're giving illegal aliens in this country? What would that do to put Border Patrol agents down there? You know what I mean?
Well, we could have them standing shoulder to shoulder.
There you go. I got to go, Greg. You got a phone number or something you want to give us?
Yeah, I sure do. I want to tell everybody, if you've already sent out the email to boycott out to people, send it out again and remind them. If you haven't yet done that, send it email to boycott out to anybody. Please help us. And go to SherryCarell.com, get the information, and send it to everybody you know. It's S-H-E... RRICORRELL.
All right, Greg.
Thank you, Terry.
Let us know.
I certainly will.
All right, buddy.
Bye-bye.
All right, let's go to Whit calling from Scottsdale, Arizona. Whit, what do you hear? What do you say?
Good evening, Dirty Terry.
Good evening, Dirty Whit.
I'm a Catholic libertarian that believes that free will and free and voluntary exchange are human rights endowed by our Creator.
Okay.
To put it like Carlos Santana did, when he walked on the stage in Compton Terrace, some people like to call us illegal aliens, but to me, we are just human beings.
Okay.
Do you understand? I was wondering what you think of this passage in the Bible, if you've ever read the book.
I've read it from cover to cover. Have you?
When a stranger...
Wait. Have you read the Bible?
Why are you asking me that question?
Well, I'm asking you. You're quoting from the Bible. Have you read it?
Of course I've read the Bible.
Give your quote.
When a stranger sojourns with you in your land, you shall not do him wrong. The stranger who sojourns with you shall be to you as a native among you, and you shall love him as yourself. For you were strangers in the land of Egypt. I am the Lord your God.
I've never been to Egypt, but let me say this: if you're such a Bible thumper, let me say this to you. You're on hold right now, Whit. Shut up. If you read the Bible, Whit, let me say this to you. You would know what Mark 12:17 says. And Jesus said to them, answering unto them, render Caesar's things unto Caesar and render God's things unto God. Now, what about that, Whit, where he says you must obey the laws of the country before you can be a so-called Christian? You must obey the laws of the country. What about that verse? Tell me, Whit.
That's as stupid as saying that when we had laws that prohibited black people from voting.
I ask you a question. Let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question. Okay, you're on hold again because you're an idiot. Let me say this to you, Whit. You must have a house there, an apartment or something. Can I come and live there just because I want a better life? Can I? No. You're going to tell me I can't come there because you want to draw that border at the sidewalk. But you will tell me that I'm supposed to let some illegal alien into the country just because you want him to be here. Why are you so against enforcing the laws of this country, Whit? You got one chance to say something smart.
I never said anything that you just said about lying, cheating, or stealing other people's property.
Okay, but it's the same thing. Are they not here illegally?
My fellow human beings.
Are they not here?
Each other's.
How many would you let come to this country, Whit? How many would you let come to this country?
Excuse me?
From the world. How many would you let come from the billions in the world?
Judge. Every human being.
I asked you a question. You are on hold one last time. Answer the question or you're out of here. The direct question is, of all the billions of people in the world, Whit, how many would you allow to come to the United States if they just wanted to walk in? How many?
Excuse me, let me answer that without you going on some ridiculous rant about...
You are gone. You are an idiot, Whit, and you are out of here, Whit. Bye. Listen on the radio. Stupid, stupid, dirty Whit. What an idiot. I'm going to make a rhyme, a wrap-up for you next week and let you have it. But I guarantee you this. Everybody in here is laughing at you. Sorry, but. But I will guarantee you this. Whit will be listening. He will have that cauliflowered ear of his pressed up against the radio next week so tight you couldn't get a slip of paper between him and the speaker. I guarantee it. Which you are an idiot deluxe. And let me say this, folks. I will debate anybody, but not when they start out by calling me a name. He drew the rules, and he is an idiot. And his mama, too. Let's go to Wendy calling from Northridge, California. Wendy, what do you hear? What do you say?
How you doing, Terry?
Pretty good.
I can't wait to have you at the forum this Thursday on the 3rd. And I'm just looking forward to having you and come talk about illegal immigration.
I'm looking forward to it too, Wendy. What's the information so people can come if they want to come?
Okay, we are at the Granada Forum, and we are at 5657 Lindley Avenue in Tarzana, California, just north of Burbank Boulevard.
Say it again, Wendy.
That's 5657 Lindley Avenue in Tarzana, California, just north of Burbank Boulevard. And we are at the St. Innocent's Church, next to the retirement home. That's the St. Innocent's Church next to the retirement home. And the phone number is 818-385-4003.
818-385-4003. Wendy, I'm really looking forward to it. We're going to tell the truth to everybody. We're going to come there and give them the latest we have on illegal immigration, try to get a few folks in there that don't understand what we're saying. Maybe even Witt could drive down and have some wit about him and come and see the presentation. It's people like this we're trying to reach. But this guy's an idiot. He's a libertarian, which are worse than liberals. They're the most dangerous people in the world. I'm inviting you to come to the presentation witless. Thank you, Wendy. I'm looking forward to that, folks. Anybody wants to come out, I will be there Thursday night.
Thank you, Terry, and God bless. Please
Thank
come
you.
To Granada Forum Thursday night.
All right,
Me
Wendy.
Me, Terry.
You
Bye-bye.
Take care. All right. All right, let's go to Cliff calling from Pasadena, California. Cliff, what do you hear? What do you say? Not much time.
Cliff, it's from Pasadena, and I want to tell you, Terry, I've got to warn everybody, especially Witt, if Witt thinks they're so harmless. In the San Gabriel Valley, there is a counterfeiting ring where these illegal immigrants have taken over the restaurant industry. In your change, you get counterfeit money. It's my belief that this is paying for their trip up here.
Cliff, I've gotten over 20 emails this last week about this same thing, so it must be a big deal.
And, Terry, I've got the bill. The most horrible clown for me was the Secret Service, the Arcadia Police. They told me they wouldn't help me get my money back, but if I wanted to, I could mail them the bill.
Wow, yeah,
and I
good.
Said, mail them the bill. I said, I'll just keep it, and I'll make copies.
What
and
I,
they said, well, that's illegal to have the counterfeit money.
What I would do, I would pass that bill on to another illegal alien. That's what I would do with it. I know that's illegal. You know, come get me. What can I say? I got to go, Cliff. I want to thank you for the call, buddy. Oh, okay, Cliff's gone. Let's go to Olin. Olin, not much time, buddy.
You played a clip of Loyola Marymount College professor Fernando Gutierrez giving a revolutionary speech at the University of California at Riverside. Now, teaching the overthrow of the representative form of government is a federal offense called sedition. The professor said to use code words recognized by Latinos but not offensive to others. Now, tell me, is that sedition?
I would put it in that category, Olin. I think you got something here.
Well,
absolutely sedition.
Well, I think it sounds like it to me too. It sounds like a revolutionary underground movement, and it seems to me like there is an opening there for law enforcement.
Yeah, I would agree.
Well, thank you.
Always good stuff, Olin. I appreciate it, buddy.
Thank you.
Take care.
Right.
I want to remind everybody out there that I take all callers. I don't want to scare anybody off, but when you call me and you call me out of my name, it's a free for all here because I ain't no punk. And I ain't having it. And let me say something else about Witless. Witless, who is probably whittling right now on his, you know, whatever it is. This guy's in Scottsdale, pretty nice area. I would ask anybody, how many illegal aliens you think Witt has at his house? Or even better than that, how many you think he's got next door to his house? Or how many does he have in his neighborhood? But they're always telling us how we should accept these people because the Bible talks about strangers. The Bible also talks about laws. And I love the Bible. It's the greatest book in the world. And I believe in the Bible. But you got to look at all of it. You can't just read one page, Witless. You got to look at all of it, not just the ones you like. I want to remind everybody this week with the swings, two great columns this week. Are you ready for this? Willing conservatives versus willing employers, and happiness is being hung with a new rope. Good stuff. Go to our website this week with the swings. I want to thank Mike Reed for engineering tonight and my producer, Les Blinghorn, who took your calls. I really appreciate it. I want to remind everybody we do need your help to stay on the air. We still have calendars. Send something, put something in an envelope, drop it to us. We will send you a Terry Anderson Show calendar. The Terry Anderson Show, 3940 Laurel Canyon Boulevard, number 643, Studio City, California, 91604. And I will give Witt one if he just sends his name. Don't forget this week, Sunday Night Folk with Jimmy K. I want to remind everybody of those three websites, TerryAndersonShow.com, and don't forget our good buddy Juan Man at DeportAliens.com. And for the up-to-date information on the illegal alien invasion, go to Glenn Spencer's webpage, AmericanPatrol.com. This is Terry Anderson for the All-American Radio Network saying we will be back again next week, as usual, attempting to articulate the witless rage. Good night, folks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
because you can handle the truth.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
You're listening to RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network. RBN.